do.
Okay.
How'd I do that?
He's getting it, ain't he?
I'm being honored to do it. We're going to call to order the Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting Monday, March 16, 2015. Bob, you establish a quorum, please.
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence is not here this evening. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And George Kramer had called to let us know. We have established a quorum.
Could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you to the March 16th, 2015 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. No public comments will be heard at this meeting this evening, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay. Everybody reviewed the minutes?
I'll make a motion to be accepted as written.
Second. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes has been approved. Okay, our first one up is the Muddy Man Storage.
Okay, on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following: A, sediment and erosion control; B, stormwater management; C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre; D, utility easements and building line setbacks; and E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, compliance letters from the Branson Public Works Department, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Four, should the development require the provision of sewer service in the future, the property owner shall connect to Branson Municipal Sewer. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Number seven, prior to the issuance of Division 2 certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a certificate of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. And eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Could we look at three and four there again, Bob, please?
Okay.
We didn't put the security lights.
I did neglect that. That was brought up. What did we want to see on that? I'd forgotten that was brought up last week.
They don't need to shine anywhere but on the premises, because it's right near the roads.
How did I get?
What kind of fence are you putting around this?
Chain six foot chain link with three strand barbed wire.
How does I don't know if Whoops. Sorry.
Should we also require the slats so you can't see through the fence but opaque? Or is that kind of there? If we're just going to put chain link fence, I mean, it's okay with me, but I mean, there's a lot of people that might not like looking in there at that.
We didn't get any public comment about the look, so I would.
Yeah, but we didn't talk to everybody that drove by there.
Well, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
For us, anyway.
It's not going to be a junkyard, is it?
No. Shouldn't be any. There's not going to have any outside storage, like cars or anything, just sitting.
Well, that was one of my questions. Will item three, is it three? Can you scroll up one screen, Bob? Will item three limit us from RV storage outside?
I think if we're going to do that, we need to require the fence.
Yeah. Okay.
To not be able to see through.
Okay. If you, on all sides or just the sides in the back?
The way that lays, eventually there's going to be something built on every side of it, right?
Hopefully it's going to be owned by me, eventually. Casey's owns the property to the north, to the in and L around it, that goes back over to 248. I've approached them about buying that property, but they said they want to wait a year before they do anything. And we've approached the guy that owns the Branson Inn or the Branson Towers about buying some of the excess site area there in front of the water tower. And he didn't return my phone call. He said, yeah, I was planning on putting storage on that.
It's too late.
No, it's not too late.
How much footage is on the highway?
270 feet.
We got timber to the west.
If that picture is right.
It's pretty accurate.
Timber to the north. A little bit of buffer to the east.
I'd say just the front. Yeah. Myself, I mean, that comments from everyone else. But
well, some of our best advertising is just people being able to see the buildings with the doors. So if we can at least have none on the front, that would really help us. I mean, I don't mind.
People are going to see the RVs and whatever sitting out there.
Well, the only place that we could possibly even do that, and I don't think we even have any space for it, would be in that power line easement.
Okay, just right
and
here.
So there's going to be driveways there. Mm. So I don't know. It's your call. But
is that permissible to have a building that is directly under the center of the high line easement?
Well, it's the easement is the triangle.
It starts at the corner.
So it's not in it. So the answer to that is yes, it is not permissible to build in that easement. And our intention is not to build in the easement. Build up to the easement.
Well, it's fine as long as it's not in the easement. Try to respect other people's easements as well.
Sure. And like I was telling you before the meeting, we did call for a line locate, and the water line does run across the property. But I talked to them, and said it's in the power line easement, it looks like. So it's not going to be a problem. It's not a recorded easement, but we're going to work with them.
Well, I know I talked to
them. I don't think they ought to have any.
Well, you are going to fence it for security reasons, he said.
Yes.
I don't think.
You will fence the whole thing with chain link, like you're talking, three barb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just make sure that your lights is in each corner, place them inward where your fence is at.
All the ones we've built so far, the lighting is actually on the buildings. It looked just shining straight down over the doors. So it's not out anywhere.
I don't see any reason for the slats myself.
Sometimes they look worse when they start losing their slats than they do.
Well, I make a motion to accept it as written.
I'll second it.
Anybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Have a good evening. Sycamore Creek Family Ranch.
On this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management. C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. F, a traffic impact study shall be submitted to the Taney County Road and Bridge Department and the Missouri Department of Transportation. G, an engineering public improvement plan shall be submitted to and approved by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department prior to the completion of road improvements to Sunset Inn Road. Second, compliance letters from the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, the Missouri Department of Transportation, the Empire District Electric Company, and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Number four, the representatives shall either submit a compliance letter from the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department or shall provide a copy of a valid construction permit for a wastewater treatment system via the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, providing for the applicable wastewater flows prior to the issuance of applicable Division 2 permits. Five, prior to the issuance of Division 2 certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a certificate of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Planning Department office. Six, the representative shall submit a Missouri Department of Natural Resources construction permit for a well or wells to provide service to the Sycamore Creek Family Ranch. Seven, the representative shall provide proof of liability insurance to the Taney County Planning Department prior to opening day of operation. Eight, the representatives shall work in conjunction with the Taney County Road and Bridge Department to ensure that upgrades are made to Sunset Inn Road between Ladybug Road and the entrance to the Sycamore Creek Family Ranch property as allowed within the existing road right-of-way as warranted based upon traffic volumes. Number nine, the entrance off of Sunset Inn Road for the Sycamore Creek Family Ranch shall comply with the requirements for commercial entrances as found within the Taney County Road and Bridge Standards. 10, a copy of the lease agreement between the Sycamore Creek Family Ranch and the Empire District Electric Company shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 11, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 12, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 13, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
I have a question referring to Bob, can you go back to number 9? Uh-huh. If this loose order has proven developed, wouldn't this be a continuation road from Sunset Road onto the property? Then roads within the development won't be built with road standards. This is clarifying commercial entrance. Are you going to keep it gated or how's that?
The plan is right now to have some type of gate there, I guess, just for security purposes, just to keep, you know, when we're closed, to keep people out, I guess. But I guess that's not in stone by any means, but that's kind of what we were thinking, just to have a security gate there at some point. Is that a problem? Or?
Might be a good time to develop a turnaround there, because right now we don't have a turnaround. At the end of that, it creates, I don't want to create a problem in the
development. And I was actually thinking of that. I was talking to somebody else about that, and having isn't it a 50-foot turnaround that you have to have for buses and things at the end of the road?
There's a standard for turnarounds in the standard.
And one of the thoughts I had was
that might be a better than
80 feet.
You still have a commercial.
It's going to be more than 50.
Yeah, I think it's 80 feet.
It's an
80 foot, but the actual,
if
the easement included in that, or?
It depends on the existing right of way of the road. I mean, 80 foot on a 40 foot, 100 foot on a 50.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're going to make the rest of the roads to county standards now, right?
50 foot is the
so standard. We need to make it for the bigger turnaround. Right?
Yeah.
If he hadn't got any control over the property outside his, the road outside his property.
No.
That's going to put it on his
property. But I want that to at least have a little leeway there as far as that point right there, right there at the end of the county maintenance on the property.
So you might want to set his gate back. The 50, yeah.
Set his gate back and
yeah, have a turnaround.
But that compliance, I didn't want something in there that states something specific that isn't going to fit or work for him.
Yeah. Should I revise it?
Well,
do you feel to
would you be agreeable to that on putting the gate back and giving room for a turnaround?
Yeah, I think we could work. I think we could work with you on that, because that's something that I know
some
it's
kind of cul-de-sac.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
right. Because
I don't mean you have to do it immediately, but no, you know, no, when you get a little farther down.
I was talking I was talking to a gentleman that actually plows the road, and he said he has to go down, and then he has to reverse because he can't turn around because it's too small down there. So, I would be open to that.
We could just enter that into the decision record on the thing.
Yeah, we can change it there now.
How do we want to say a couple sec turnaround built to Taney County Road and Ridge standards? Is that too broad?
Well, you're saying that if you could be a little flexible on the size, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be 100 foot just because the rest of the complex is going to be 50 foot roads, right?
Well, the rest of the roads in there will be
up to today's standards. But you're saying that's not what's needed, right? You don't have to have 100 foot circle.
Well, you need an 80.
It won't work anything smaller than 80.
Well, I would put 80 right there.
Well, okay, so it's an 80-foot easement.
With you and Randy.
Because
if you say standards, it's going to have to be 100 feet.
Well, the road is like isn't it a 30, what's the right-of-way on the road right now?
It measures between the existing fences about a 30-foot easement down to the existing road.
You'd want to make it big enough that
you could turn a bus around or plow.
Whatever it takes to.
Well, it's level there. It won't be that hard to build or anything. Yeah. You won't miss anything there on that, really. I mean, in your what you've got laid out on your plan.
We can afford 80 feet, I think.
Well, it's not going to be the whole. Just 80 foot is circle is all going to be.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to say you don't have a big field on one side taking up a lot.
Right, just at the entrance, that 80 foot.
You need to make it as easy to get along with everybody that you can.
Absolutely. I'm okay with it.
It's going to be hard enough to get along with everybody down there.
I understand.
Do we want to back off the...
You want that 80 foot on there?
Why don't you say...
To be agreed upon
by the county road superintendent and
instead of by standards. That'll keep you out of trouble.
Always need that.
I'm telling you. Agreed upon by Taney County Road and Bridge.
Put Randy's name right at the end of it.
Can't talk.
Okay. Excuse me. Everybody okay with them? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'd move for approval.
I'll second.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Great. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Branson, Nantucket.
If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following: A, sediment and erosion control; B, stormwater management; C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre; D, utility easements and building line setbacks; E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities; and F, a complete landscape and buffering plan showing the location, size, and planting materials for all buffer yards both adjacent to public rights-of-way and residential property. 2, the maximum allowable density within Branson's Nantucket shall be up to one dwelling unit per 3,000 square feet of land area, per each 3,000 square feet of land area. 3, compliance letters from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, the Missouri American Water Company, and the Western Taney County Fire Protection District shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. 4, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures within the development. 5, prior to the issuance of Division 2 permits, the applicants shall ensure that the applicable sewer and water connections are in place. 6, the representatives shall submit a compliance letter from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources providing for the aquifer wastewater flows prior to the issuance of aquifer Division 2 permits. If a new wastewater treatment facility is proposed, a MoDNR construction permit must be provided prior to the issuance of Division 2 permits. 7, prior to issuing Division 2 Certificates of Compliance, a copy of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District Certificate of Occupancy shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 8, the internal roadways within Branson's Nantucket shall be constructed in compliance with the Taney County Road Standards. 9, Branson's Nantucket shall comply with the provisions of Chapter 448, Condominium Property of the Missouri Revised Statutes. 10, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 11, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And it's supposed to be 12, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for... No questions?
Well, just out of curiosity, have you got a sewer plan yet for sure?
Well, we're still, you know, as we had mentioned before, we're still going to give Branson, time. We're in speaking to Joel and Bill, the administrator, you know, we told them we didn't want to rush them. So we're trying to be very proactive in this development and not at the last minute. So we're going to go ahead and pull our grading permit. We're going to go ahead and place our bond with the planning and zoning department, and proceed just slowly in that manner and let them see if they can obtain their easements. There's, unfortunately, as they've figured out, some unsigned documents that Steve Redford and MPI did not fully execute. And so, we didn't, you know, we left it at that. I said, no rush, guys. Let us, you know, we got plenty of time here. We got, two or three months. You know, let us, we'll let you have time. We'll do some selective clearing, clean the property up, and then go from there. But
The city has been super cooperative, and we're happy to work with them. And there's, and in fact, contrary to some of the things that come before the board here, our density and parking and some of those things are more favorable with the city than they are with the county requirements at the 3,000 square feet per acre. So either or is fine with us. We're just not going to push anybody. I just didn't want to duplicate this process in the event they had a problem with their easements and so forth. But it probably, in my opinion, it looks like we're probably going to end up doing business with City of Branson once they obtain all their paperwork. But in the event they don't, we have this done, and no harm, no foul, you know, we will proceed that manner. So unfortunately, for most people, they don't plan ahead. This one works out good. Time's not pressing us against the wall, so we're not pushing anybody. So we're happy both ways.
Anybody else got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
Somebody want to second it?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed?
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Okay. Gummy Camp USA.
Okay, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following: A, sediment and erosion control; B, stormwater management; C, land grading permits for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre; D, utility easements and building line setbacks; and E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, compliance letters from the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, the Cedar Creek Rural Fire Protection District, and the Missouri DNR shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, Division II permits shall be required for all applicable structures within the development. Four, a valid DNR construction permit for the wastewater treatment system, providing for the applicable wastewater flows within the Gummy Camp USA, shall be submitted to the Planning Department office prior to the issuance of the applicable Division II permits. Five, prior to the issuance of Division II permits, the representative shall submit a DNR construction permit for a well or wells providing adequate water service to Gummy Camp USA to the Planning Department office. Six, prior to the issuance of Division II certificates of compliance, certification shall be provided to the Planning Department office indicating that a qualified mental health professional or professionals, as defined by state and federal regulations, is employed as an on-site staff member of the Gummy Camp USA. A copy of the mental health care professional certification shall be provided to the Planning Department office indicating that a valid evidence-based treatment program has been established for the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder if the Gummy Camp USA is to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. Seven, the primary internal roadways within the Gummy Camp USA shall be constructed in compliance with the Taney County Road Standards. Eight, one-half of the deficient right-of-way along Moark Road under the ownership of the applicant shall be formally dedicated to Taney County. Nine, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 10, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got any questions for them?
About all your people coming out there, your veterans, they will not all of them be suffering from PTSD.
No.
Now, how do you screen that, or how do you tell who has it, who doesn't?
Yeah, and that's a medical diagnosis, so we would be looking at their medical records and things like that. So there's a process that we're working on as far as admission, and So they're screened through that process prior to coming.
And they can stay out there as long as they want or as long as they get adjusted or?
Yeah, it's really going to be up to them. You know, we're going to be helping them find some skills to, you know, enter back into, whether, you know, their problems have been relational problems or they've been job-related problems, they can't keep their job or they're afraid to. There's just a number of issues that they deal with. And the Serene Place can help with a lot of that. So.
Now, the way I understand the way it's written, if you're open, you're going to have an analyst on duty, right?
We'll always have staff on duty.
Really the intent.
We'll have a mental health professional, someone there all the time.
24 hours a day.
Yep. That has the qualifications.
Well, I have some real reservations about it. We can be more strict on our stuff than the state, but we can't be more lenient. And they're not meeting state standards on what we're talking about doing right now, the way I understand it. And I have real reservations about this project. They're out of compliance now, and we don't really have any proof that they're going to come in compliance. However, if it is approved, they will have to come into compliance or they're done.
Right.
Because we will be able to police it and monitor it at that point. So, with that being said, I just kind of wanted to bring that to the forefront.
Anybody else?
I have a question. The one that says no outside storage of equipment, what does that mean?
Would that include farm equipment?
That is a good point.
That's used on the property. We just want to be.
That is a good point.
I take it as being a junkyard myself, but I don't know what that really means, outside equipment. If you're going to be farming, you're going to have outside equipment.
That's true.
Yeah, but I think that means no old washing machines laying around, or old tires that get some mosquitoes in them, or
that would fall into solid waste materials. Right. But storage of equipment, I'm not sure what.
Not pinned down, then, is it exactly?
It's not.
Maybe a bulldozer parked out there, a pile of lumber that was going to be used later on. I've crossed this bridge before, and it's not really well defined. It's just something that's written up in the point standards.
I think if it gets to a point that you've got complaints, you probably have too much.
I was just wondering. Yeah,
I was, when he read that on all these, I was kind of wondering the same thing.
Maybe that's something we need to look into and change.
That'll take a meeting and a half.
The way we need to word it. You can word that pretty simply, I think, and mean.
Well, it's all hooked to the point system. And there's a reason for the point system, which I disagree with, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Well, anybody else got any more questions for them? I asked somebody to make a motion, one way or the other.
I make a motion that it'll be approved if, as long as the staff recommendations are adhered to.
I'll second that.
Are we? Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Nays.
One, two, three, four, 42. I don't know how many is here tonight. Some of them's gone. 42. So.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Motion carried, yeah. You
guys, you have to understand that it will be police and everything has to be down.
I don't get to vote.
Yeah.
Only time I vote is unless there's a tie.
Yeah, totally right.
Which I hope never happens. That would be rough, have to break a tie. Put it at it. Okay, Missouri Ridge. Well, he's been out playing golf today. Look how he's dressed. He ain't in that suit.
Yep.
Just half of work.
Uh-huh.
If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following: sediment erosion control, stormwater management, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre, D, utility easements and building line setbacks, and E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Taney County Health Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, the Missouri Ridge Distillery shall be open to the general public from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Sunday. The business shall be open for private events from 7 p.m. to 12 midnight. Four Division II permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Five, prior to the issuance of any Division II permit, a copy of both the Federal Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau Distilled Spirits Plant permit, and also the Alcohol and Tobacco Control Division of the Missouri Division of Public Safety Liquor Manufacturer Solicitor's License, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Six, prior to the issuance of the Division II Certificate of Conformance, the developer shall first present a Certificate of Occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. Seven, the sale of alcohol by the drink exceeding 12% alcohol content has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, this portion of the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Eight, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Nine, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
I got one. The entrances and entrance change around here, have you contacted MoDOT?
Not yet. But it's
it's
in here that they're the ones that's going to say what I can and can't do with it. So, you know, I believe that where I want to put that in is going to improve this current sight line and make it much easier to get into and out of the property. Because as it is right now, if you're northbound, you have to almost go past the property and then back up into the drive, whereas I'm proposing to make a right in and right out easement and egress on it. So,
well, the reason I asked the question, I remember seeing it in there all the way.
Is it okay if we?
You just didn't look good, Randy.
Good catch.
I remember discussing it last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get it in there.
He was doing some bad typing.
He was. I could hear him over. Would you talk? Did I misunderstand you last week? Since we're talking about the entrances, did you say you were going to put two entrances or one?
Yeah. Well, there's one right now, but what I'm proposing, if you can zoom in on any of the aerials.
Whoops, I've got the wrong aerial.
Wrong.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you found it.
Actually, let's see if we've got.
I'm not seeing the pointer stick here anymore.
There you go.
We can't keep them.
We can't afford batteries. Thank you, dear. There's a... maybe that. There's a row of trees right here that your line is hiding, But as you come over, this hill comes up a little bit right here and then goes back down. But right here where that row of trees is the most flat spot to get in with regards to the grade on the property. I'm proposing to remove those trees, which would improve the sight line because it is on just a slight of a hill crest, and make that a right entrance, because this portion right here, which is the existing, is 21 feet wide right now. But like I say, you have to pull up just past it, back into it, and then get to the gate, because my truck won't make that turn. You know, and I... going to assume, I mean, it's a half-ton shift, so certainly no semi or anybody else delivering product would be able to. That's why I'm looking to come in here with it, because it's a more level transition with regards to the grade, and it makes a much easier entrance and egress.
Is it a Ford?
No, I said it's a shift, brother. If it was a Ford, I'd need three entrances. So. that one disturbed a couple
yourself.
People.
I'll agree with you.
But no, it's like I say, this area you can see there's a little tree line right here, and those are the ones that I'm proposing to have removed to create an easier in and out from this property. But that would allow a right in, right out off of the property, which would make it safer for everybody involved.
So you're proposing a single entrance wide enough?
No, two. I'm going to widen the existing one.
That's what I couldn't understand.
And create a second entrance right here.
So you're going to have a north and south entrance?
Yes, sir.
Okay, after all that talking, I still didn't get that. That's what I was asking, but
the state will have the final say, so, but I like the concept of the dual entrance.
Yes.
Anybody else got any questions?
I just think he knows his business. I hope he does well with it.
Thank you, sir.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion, except as written.
Somebody want to second it?
Randy, yeah.
Randy, second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Everybody opposed? No.
Thanks for your time, gentlemen. Ma'am.
Okay. Beaver Creek Wine Company.
Bear Creek.
I've got beer on my mind.
I was going to say the same thing.
They don't allow any except in Jasper Township.
Sure, you haven't been drinking.
I've been taking a little bit of cold medicine, so I'll already
do I am just wanting to produce wine on site. I already sell private label wine. I already have a wine cellar. I already have a wedding venue. I already have a lodge. What I'm wanting to do is just produce it in my commercial kitchen. So I've contacted all the different people that I have licensing with, like the sewer, the county health department, so on and so forth. And they've already told me that I'm in compliance with all of that to produce. So I'm going through the feds right now to get my wine producing license. And then the state is the one that regulates me on sanitation or sterilization. But I don't have to have any other necessary things to do it. I already have adequate sewer. I have adequate water. So I'm just wanting to produce some, not all, but just some of my wines on site so that I can be on the listed as a state winery instead of just a wine tasting facility.
Where's this place at?
I sit right in behind Copper Run Distillery, which is off of 65. And I've been there for about 13 years.
Put me to zoom out a little further.
Or from where my Aunt Sadie was.
Yeah. Yeah, we have five cabins, and then we have three suites. We already do food on site. We do a lot of parties, a lot of big parties. We do a lot of wine tasting. People walk off, you know, come off the highway and already walk in. So I have parking for those people. I have signs. I have bathrooms just for the public.
Where is this?
Let me kind of zoom out a little bit. Which does
Yeah, here's 176 coming in.
That's a shooting gallery.
Yeah, road.
And okay. Keithley. Okay.
Yeah. I know where it's at now.
Keithley Road okay. is the frontage road on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically my equipment would be, I'm not wanting to expand any buildings. I have adequate storage. I have adequate, all of that. I'm just wanting to produce wine, which consists of containers. I'm not going to be heating anything, just tubing and containers and fruit.
You're already commercial, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
What are we approving?
Yeah, because the state's got to approve.
You've got to approve it for the winery.
Yeah, I already have my liquor license. Mm-hmm. So the feds will give me the right to do it on site,
yeah.
And then the state will up my liquor license.
So do we have?
What is the
previous permit, though?
Well, basically, I brought it before the group under old new business, mm-hmm. and it was originally approved, and I didn't bring the folders with me, to be honest.
Approved 2 years ago for the wine cellar and the tasting and all of that. So I went through all the sewer and the bathrooms and different things then.
It's adding
the original
another business to the property, I think, was the
well,
problem.
The original.
So we'll have to run it through.
The original Division 3 permit was a special use permit for the bed and breakfast. Then there was a second Division 3 permit that was issued for the cabins. Mm-hmm. And basically, when I spoke to the Planning Commission under old new business, it was the consensus of the group that the group wanted to hear the winery as a change of use.
Anybody else got any questions for her? If we don't, we will see you April 10th or 8th. Which way does that go?
April 13th.
April 13th.
Okay, so I go ahead and put this in the paper, correct? Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll see you April 13th at 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay, Branson Trails.
And I've just got some aerial photography showing the location of the site, and the applicants also submitted some a list of uses, and I'll kind of turn it over to you and let you explain what's proposed here, and then also some site plans as well. I didn't know if you wanted to kind of start with the site plan or the list of uses or
we. Bought the property, and it used to have a bar on it. It's on 248. It's just over the hill from the gentleman doing the distillery.
The bar burnt?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Used to be Lion's Den, a few other bars, I think, back in the day. We wanted it zoned commercial. We're putting in a disc golf course. It'll be two courses, championship level, and eventually we want to turn it into a stay and play. So put a couple of nightly rentals up above. I have an existing building. But phase one, disc golf shop, wanting to put a little car lot in right off of the highway, a little flat spot. Course, couple of orchards on property. We've cut in a few ATV trails already, mountain bike trails and hiking trails. That'd be our first initial phase. Then everything goes well, we'd go to phase two. That's where we'd put in our picnic pavilions, campsites, RV sites, and the nightly rentals above the disc golf clubhouse. And then the third phase, we'd like to make a pond out there. I've got a linchpin cabin from Branson West. Artie Ayers gave to me, and I'm taking it down and moving it over to my site. So
that's our plans. We also want to put a nice barn out there sometime to have like events, weddings, stuff like that.
You got water and bathrooms, stuff like that on site?
Yeah. Yeah, if you pull up, number one is the existing building. It already has a septic and well already there. And then I got a well down where the old trailer park used to be. I got a well down there, too. They're both good to go.
Bathroom?
Not down low. Nothing down there. When they took the trailer park out, everything's gone. I think they caved in all of the septic systems, too. So if we were to do anything down low, we'd have to do new septic. But the one up top, it's good. And I spoke with Scott Sterrett. He said that he gave me a list of guys that can come out, and because it sat empty for, I don't know, 7-8 years maybe. As soon as I get my plumbing finished in the building, turn the water on, and we can test it out. But Bormans came out and pumped it out. It was below the lateral lines, so he couldn't say one. He said it was a good sign that it was at least below the lateral lines. It wasn't over. But we bought three different, I guess you'd call them parcels, and we mainly bought the two up off the road just so we can have 248 highway coverage for the property. But the majority of the course will be on the 35, 40 acres back in behind it. It falls off pretty good.
You're keeping all that on one side of the road.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm bordered by 248 and El Monte.
It's a pretty going activity now, the disc golf. Is that catching on quite a bit?
Yeah, I installed the course out at Branson Cedars Resort out by Bass Pro off of 86 Highway. I had my store there for a long time, but it's definitely one of the fastest growing sports in the country. It's one of the main reasons it's so fast. It's notoriously free because a lot of city parks have them, but mine will be a pay to play.
Okay, anybody else got any questions? Okay, I guess we'll see you April the 13th.
Okay.
6 o'clock.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Empire Energy. Daddy, you're the last one on the pole, isn't it?
I think so. Can't wait that long.
and of course, this
I'll nudge you when I leave.
This is located immediately adjacent to the transfer station. If you're familiar with the county's transfer station, it's this piece of property here, and I'll let the representative explain what's proposed here.
Good evening. My name is Eric Hodge with Roselle Engineering Survey Company over in Branson, representing the developer tonight for this piece of property. The owner is actually Trilex Petroleum, located on E76 on top of Mount Branson. They propose to relocate that existing facility to this new property over at Buchanan Road and Sunrise Drive. The new property is 2.5 acres in size, and they propose to build a new office building on the property, about 3,200 square feet. The building would be located towards the north half of the property. There's about 8 employees in the business, so we'll put some parking around that building, maybe 11 or 12 parking stalls. Their business is bulk storage facility, so they truck in petroleum stored in their bulk storage tanks, and then they load up their smaller delivery trucks and deliver to places around town. So on the south end of the site, we'll have 4 20,000-gallon fuel storage tanks. Those will be surrounded by a concrete wall acting as a containment berm. The state requires those fuel storage tanks be located at a minimum of 50 feet setback from the property line, so we'll make sure we comply with that. The site's going to be paved. Currently, we have one existing entrance you see down there in the southeast corner off of Sunrise. We're looking at upgrading that entrance right there, making it a little bit wider, put some better turning radiuses on it, then adding a new entrance just a little bit further north. That would allow the transport trucks to come in the north entrance and exit out the south entrance onto Sunrise Drive. There has been some talk of possibly putting an entrance onto Buchanan Road. That hasn't been finalized yet. We actually did approach the county commissioners about trying to acquire some of the excess right-of-way along Buchanan Road so we could slide the site a little bit further south. Ground's a little bit flatter and less trees up there. So far, that doesn't look like it's going to work out. So we'll probably just stick with what we have. There was some talk about the 50-foot strip to the west of the property, maybe trying to acquire a portion of that. We're still investigating that to see if that'll be an option or not. Our plan is to build essentially on the south half of the site where it's flatter, it's up higher, better access to the adjoining road, less trees. And then down in the northeast corner, which is the lowest part of the site, we'll have a detention basin to meet, you know, county stormwater regulations. As far as utilities to the site, the nearest sewer is a city sewer. It's located south of Buchanan Road on the other side of the hill, so we don't have any gravity sewer options. Since our property is greater than 2 acres, as I said, it's 2.5 acres, we're planning on doing just a standard conventional on-site septic tank and lateral field. We've already talked to Scott Starrett about, you know, getting the soils evaluation done and, you know, that process. We'll probably locate the on-site wastewater system in the northwest corner of the property, back in behind the building. And then water will be provided by Public Water District Number 3. Talked to Chance King over there. They've got a 12-inch diameter water main located behind the transfer station, and it extends over near the northeast corner of the transfer station. So we've got water real close. We'll be able to get water to the new building. Essentially, that's the plan. Do you have any specific questions for me?
No? No. Well, I guess we'll see you April the 13th.
All right.
Monday at 6 o'clock.
Got it. Thank you very much. You guys have a good night. Eddie, you awake?
I'm awake.
All right. See you.
Discussion Club Estates.
This is a piece of property located there on Acacia Club, and it sits right there by all the residential, and it's a piece. It was going to get developed sometime because it's got sewer on the property, it's got water on the property, and we've got the outer road there, Acacia Club, and I checked with Randy Hayes there and discussed with him if we could front lots on Acacia Club and entrance off Acacia Club onto the site, and he said that he didn't think there was any problem with it because everybody else does down through there. So Randy had one comment, well, he had a couple comments there. We're dedicating 5 foot of right-of-way all the way through there to help with the deficiency in the right-of-way, and that would be our half, which would make that a 45-foot right-of-way. It's presently 40-foot. And then Randy said that as we'd have to work with him as you go down through there putting lots in, that the diameter of the pipes may have to change as you graduate down through there due to the amount of stormwater that will feed off the site, which makes sense. We're leaving, there's 34 lots, we're leaving 1.9 acres in open space there that's shaded in. And let's see, there is a pointer here. There we go. But this is the open space right here. Coming around like this, it'll be a buffer where, you know, it can be used by the homeowners. There's only one road that would be built, would be right here. But we'd be dedicating right-of-way here along Wisconsin and Acacia Club both to help with the right-of-ways there. There's a walkway left all the way through here, pedestrian walkway, that where the owners could come in here and access all the way through here to walk back to use this. And then they could also come right off the end of the cul-de-sac in here too, right there. So there'll be good access into the open space and everything in there. Randy brought up about stormwater. The engineers haven't looked at this yet. That'll be something I'll have to look at to see if we need to retain water there or not on the site. And it's just a stick-built starter home subdivision is what it is. And in there, and this road here, it had to be built to the standards of the Taney County Road and Bridge. It's a pretty simple little subdivision.
Anybody got any questions? Sir?
Eddie? Yeah, I got one. Eddie, up in the very north corner where...
Up there?
Yeah, where Acacia Club radius is onto Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
We acquired an easement from Barth several years ago to improve that drainage. We always had an issue right there with the water coming down Acacia Club trying to make that corner. And then
oh, going into Wisconsin?
Onto Wisconsin. Jumped across there all the time, so we redone that little bit of the ditch line. Were that, what, do you have any plans yet for that? If that's
I haven't be- yet. That's something the engineer's going to look at. I didn't see any easement recorded on that. Have you got a recorded easement?
Yeah, there's a recorded easement.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen the title work yet either, so it's probably in the title work. But no, I don't think there's any problem with that working with you on that. And it may be, too, that the engineer may have, and you may have to get together and look at it, and there may be even a better solution than what you got, or try to improve what you got, or live with what you got. You don't know.
I know that we would definitely need to take a look at the pipe across the road there to see what size it is. Do all this at some point in time.
It's probably too small, I'd say.
It's just barely handling what we're running through there right
now. Mm-hmm. And there are also, to help some of this in here, you know, the hill, is, you know, it's rounding like this where the water's shedding that away. And like this road here, and some of the stormwater coming down through here may be able to be diverted and come down here and put it in the pond, too. You know, to help some of the situation out.
That back towards Short Creek.
Yeah. But that's there, you know, when they set up the grading on the road, do the road plans and all that stuff will happen at that point. They didn't want to spend any more money than they had to, like everybody else, until you find out if you can do it or not. So, but that's why we put this site plan together the best we could to present to the board.
Anybody else?
Eddie, on your open space, I know you've seen it too, where the developer goes kaput and then it goes for taxes and people buy that open space.
It's going to be given to the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
That's what will happen.
It's going to be dedicated on your.
We'll actually put it on the plat.
Okay.
As a Homeowners Association. And that's the way we deal with it in municipalities. Like the city of Branson, they had in their code there where you had to leave 10% of your property as park. You've ran into it in the past. So we left all these little acre, 2 acre parks that grow up in brush. Nobody wants to maintain them.
Yeah.
And same way with detention ponds. Nobody wants to maintain them. So it's pretty well mandatory everywhere that you have to make them part of the Homeowners Association. And they're the ones that are supposed to take care of it.
Yeah.
The problem is.
Sometimes the Homeowners Association doesn't ever get set up.
That's true. And but I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, right. It, like over here at Swan Valley.
Mm-hmm.
All that green space, he gave it away to one person, so there's people that own, there's a different person that owns the green space behind your house. He can't do anything with it.
Right.
But he owns it. I don't know why they, but what he's doing, he's trying to come back and sell that part of it to either one of the lots.
He tried with a lot of people.
Yeah. So we need to really look at that whenever we require on our subdivision regulations for open area or green space, what happens to it? It's like over at Merriam Woods. Remember that?
I own part of that at Merriam Woods.
He's looking right at me.
You got part of that green
space. No, I fully agree with you. I fully understand what you're talking about.
We designate that they have to have that much open space, but then if they go kaput, they don't ever set up a homeowners association, then
the owner of record has to pay taxes on it, and pretty soon they get tired of it if they don't, and then you have trouble.
I think one thing like this will make a difference. There'll be houses built on every lot, where a lot of that, like Merriam Woods stuff, you sold lots.
Well, that was a long, long time ago.
Right, and we know how all that was sold.
Recent ones do that, too, whenever they go.
Most of the subdivisions that are, you know, the little ones that are 6-8 lots, a lot of people didn't bother to set one up. but the ones that have got a number of lots in them are pretty well set up homeowners associations. The only thing is they don't renew them when they should, and then they become delinquent. They're supposed to renew them every 10 years.
Nobody wants to be an officer in the homeowners association.
Well, they think it's great until they do it a little while. So that's kind of the way it goes.
Man, Randy's got all kinds of green space in
it. Yeah. Well, we ran into the same problem over there on 165 when they built those camping areas up there, and they left a lot of area in there, and then they came back 2 years later and they're building cabins on them, you know.
Yeah. The other thing, too, your code.
That's what I mean.
The code actually
needs to address that some way.
Say that they suggest you do
yeah.
a lot more than what's here.
Well,
I mean, it doesn't say you have to. It says they suggest.
You mean may and shall.
Yeah.
See, I think if it's set up like that, it should be taken off the tax rolls, or it ought to be lumped into all the mm-hmm. different lots. That way,
well,
nobody can come in there and buy it for taxes.
The road and the road and, say, detention pond and open space would all be property of the homeowner association in there.
I mean, it sounds good, but sometimes it doesn't always.
Well, if it's written up, if it's written up in the contract, when the property is sold,
runs with the title.
That it runs
well,
with
I mean,
the title of the property.
What I would do on the plat is actually put the dedication on the plat that it goes to the homeowners association, the roads and the open space and the maintenance of it. And then the declarations that are filed should adhere to the plat to where it's covered two ways.
That would help.
And we've done our job, but we can't make other people do their jobs. You know, it's just like the old saying, you drive a horse to water, you can't make him drink.
Yeah.
So.
Just like that.
Any more questions for Randy or Eddie?
That wasn't really a question. That was just a comment.
Yeah, comment.
I mean, it's a good comment.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's an ongoing problem everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know,
everywhere.
It is.
It is.
Yeah. I'm good. We'll cover the rest of it.
You're willing to make changes in the lots to compensate for a drainage pond or whatever is needed, sounds like.
Yeah, if there's...
This is just pretty well just to show how many lots are going to be in.
It'd be part of the open space.
You know, we haven't done the topos yet.
Yeah.
We put contours on there to the best of our ability. Yeah. Doug knows what we've done. We draw the preliminary plat.
Yeah.
And... You know, once the topos are done, you can see exactly where it's draining, what you can convert one way. If we can get 50% of that groundwater to go the other way, that's a big help to Randy down there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's a big deal because that hill goes a long ways before it gets to the drainage area, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes actually too far, but there's not a good solution because it's already built out on the other side and poor drainage.
And actually, the way the road runs, it's kind of, it fights itself as it goes down through there.
It does.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of old trailers on that place.
And this is bare.
This is
on up the hill. This is on up the hill.
There used to be a bunch of trailers. I mean, a place down Casey Club Road had a bunch.
Well, now that's down on the flat spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Down on the
this is cleared out there. It just growed up in weeds.
See?
Oh, it's down. It's on down.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got a good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
no. Place for something.
I mean, it's set up for residential. It's,
yeah, it needs
that's
to
a
be.
Residential
yeah,
area.
It needs to be.
Rest home up there on top.
There's not a rest home there.
Huh? No, that's you're not high enough on
you're
it.
Not
yet.
Far I'm not high enough. Enough. Okay.
Here's the condos right there, Short Creek.
Yeah.
Right here, and the creek comes right up through here, and West Constant crosses that real good little bridge down there.
Yeah.
Doesn't it, Randy?
Yeah, we just finished that.
Did you?
Yeah. It wasn't a good little bridge until about 6 months ago.
It was, it had eaten out. It was pretty bad.
That's on the
I know the people that live right there in the house, and the water comes up there. You can't even get across it when the creek gets
up. Flood by our house.
I mean, it doesn't take a big rain to do it either.
I think when the moon changes, it moves, brings it up in there. Anybody else got any more questions for Eddie?
We going to duck old business out?
I thought we'd go ahead and bring it up.
Okay.
Once we...
Can we just present it to the board and see what they want to do?
He had one item we were going to present to the board under old and new business.
See if you want to hear it or not.
Yeah, while you're here.
Yeah.
While he's here.
I'm just thinking, before we dismiss, that's something I wanted to ask everybody. Yeah, go ahead.
Out of Branson Creek, everybody's pretty well familiar with Branson Creek. As you drive in there on the right side, there's that big, huge white building that they've used for office buildings ever since Branson Creek's been out there. Branson Development sold that to an individual, and he is now wanting to turn it into condominium overnight rentals.
Is that right above the Branson Creek sign?
Yeah.
Off 65?
Right on the highway.
Yeah.
And then back, what's it been, 2 years ago, Bob, we went in and platted that because it was illegal the way it was setting.
I think so.
And we platted it and corrected it.
Yeah, you had something before us a couple of years ago or something like
that. No, that was done administrative there with Bob on that.
Yeah, we talked about that, that building.
Okay, but anyhow, they're wanting the sewer's there, the water's there, the building's there, it's commercial usage, the parking's there. The only thing we'd be doing is platting it into condominiums. And it can't be very many units because there's just offices. But they're wanting to do overnight rentals. And my question to you is, do I need to bring that through Division 3, or with the commercial zoning, is it adequate to do what we're doing because we're actually decreasing the commercial usage by the condominium?
Still have to follow the requirements of the Western County Fire. So it doesn't apply with the office use, it's changing it to an R use group.
Normally if it's been nightly rental, you want to have the ability to have it as nightly rental, right? Mm-hmm. Or they want
nightly rentals on is what they want.
Yeah, they've never had that there. That's been just offices.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been office. Everything in Branson Creek's nightly rentals. And always has been.
Yeah, but not that building.
No, not that building, no.
That was their original office. I staked the office.
But all I was stating was that it was already commercial.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can go into a lesser zoning, even though we're doing overnight, even though that's commercial. Yeah. And so with the use of the commercial is changing, but it's still the same zoning. Yes,
yeah. Well, how many units can it be?
I don't know, but, you know, when you walk in it there, there's the big room, the big entrance.
You walk in, and then
there's like four or five offices in there, and that's about it, isn't it, Doug?
Yeah.
Down the hallway?
Yeah.
So I would think if they're doing overnight rentals, what, four or five at the most?
I'd say four. I don't know where you get the fifth one, but four anyway.
Because they'll have to do remodeling of the inside to be able to create the units.
I think you have to write up something to make it four or five. Eddie said four or five, so we got to make it.
If we do approach it as a special use permit for nightly rental, it's usually looked upon as being non-transferable.
Right.
Because this will probably get sold one of these days.
Yeah.
I mean, if we do.
Well, I'm like Eddie. Everything else in there is nightly rental. And, I mean, that's just... In nightly rental of places you could find, probably.
And truthfully, if you notified the neighbors, there might be, what, two or three?
No,
and I think the bank owns one of those.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
So, but there's nobody there to notify.
No. I don't think there's anybody that close.
I didn't think so. No.
There is an ownership there to the south that...
ain't nobody lives in the old cookhouse anymore.
The bank took it.
Yeah, the bank owns it.
That's
200 acres, it was taken by the bank.
Yeah.
Is the building sprinkled?
I don't know.
Right down there at the end of
they'll
the
have to meet any
they would have
criteria to. That the fire department
right below the
water would. I wouldn't think Bob would sign off on the plat unless they got something from the fire department.
Since we do have to make sure that that stuff is signed off of and brought before you, should we bring it up? Or can we do it without doing that?
The main concern, I mean, the more I've sat and thought about it, mm-hmm. I mean, with it being a special use permit, if we do look at this as a special use permit, it's not transferable. You know, it's normally just approved. If you know,
I think it needs to be.
Well, why
done.
Would it be a special use permit if he's going to do condos?
Well,
we don't want a special use permit. We want permission to do it. That way, if it's sold, you don't have to deal with nothing.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to do that particular project. I don't know what we have to do that, but it has to be sprinkled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fire suppression has to be thought
Well, about. Any commercial any commercial development has to be...
Yeah, but I mean, it needs to be done properly, not just...
Well, the fire department will dictate what they have to do.
Yeah, but they're not doing it, Eddie.
Well, I mean...
There's places that they're not doing
it. It's kind of like the open space.
yeah.
See, that was built, what, about 04, 05?
Something like that.
So they should have had it sprinkled in if it's going to be office spaces.
Yeah, I don't know if it is or not. Did you ever pay attention, Doug, when you was in there?
No, a guy from Reed Spring built, or Kimberling built it. I think he built a lot of houses around over in that area.
Talking about Krause?
No.
Bowling?
No.
Newman?
Well, I think we need to find out if this has sprinklers or not and then make a decision. If it's already got sprinklers and it can be changed easily enough, I think we ought to... Maybe need to bring it in for us, though, just to...
I mean, if you feel more comfortable about it, I'm just up here asking, don't shoot the messenger, I'm just asking if you want to see it.
I don't think there's any reason to look at it myself. I mean...
I would think it would be adequate if they get the letter from the Western Taney County Fire.
Yeah, but the letters, what we understand, people are getting the letters without getting the fire suppression.
It's not supposed to be that way.
Well, I know that, Eddie.
Well, we can't do anything
about it. I know we can't do anything about it, but we need to do our part about it.
I mean, your part's requiring it, but like Doug said...
Requiring the letter, but if we required the fire suppression to be there, then the letter's immaterial. Mm-hmm. And there's no way for us to police that. That's the other thing on our other hand.
Yeah, I mean
it's really up to the fire district to police that.
And they're not doing it.
Can we require a letter?
We can require a letter, but can we require the fire suppression?
So this is just
without bringing it through, I think
it's compliant with the fire.
That's the deal.
Yeah. You have to have this letter from West Taney County Fire, and we trust that they're following what they're supposed to follow.
Yeah.
I don't think...
The concern with the property is that if we automatically just let him do it, then that statement's not there. We just say, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Well, is that true, or can we require that as a stipulation to let the change without a vote?
I mean, I think without a vote, without a decision of record, I think it would be difficult to require much, honestly. I mean, really.
We'll see you April the 13th at 6 o'clock, Eddie.
Okay. Well, I'll have to get an application in if they want to hear it.
Yeah.
You'll have to go for start.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it'll be the next.
Because you've got to do all your publishing.
I heard that lady a while ago say she had put something in the newspaper. Do we have to do that any again? Or so I need the deal put in the newspaper on this? Because before we were doing them, weren't you?
We send out the mailings, and then we have the applicant send out, put the notice
on. Because I got used to not have to do it there for so long. Now I heard that lady say it. I didn't even know you had changed that.
Well, you won't have to mail it to too many people.
Yeah. It won't cost you but 80 cents, Eddie.
The thing about it is nobody looks at the newspaper anymore.
There are just two people out there you have to mail it to. If that.
Where's the mailer?
Well, just put it in the newspaper and let them try to read it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know Ronnie's going to go once
better. I don't care. I eat four times.
Well, he's not in no hurry tonight.
Where's that wine?
Yeah, let's break that wine. Now, I wanted to ask everybody before we adjourn. What'd you do? Drink a lot of coffee today? Or? Been on that wine bottle, ain't you?
What do you think?
Are we still in session? Oh, we are, ain't we? We got Randy. He's a drunk. Ken brought up a good point on this outside storage and stuff. Are there something that we can do to... I had wondered about that for a long time. Are there some way we can word that to make it different?
Well, I think it goes all together, outside storage, solid waste. So they're talking. The intent was, like you said, old refrigerators and junk cars and all that. Yeah. But if you read it for face value outside storage of equipment, well, then that makes a difference.
It does.
And we have no way to police it anyway. Unless we get somebody to complain.
Well, you're right. So I said that they complained. And
yeah. And they took the nuisance ordinance off.
They did?
Yep. I sat in the meeting where they took it off. I told them they couldn't enforce it anyhow.
Well, they about had a little war of highway on it.
That ordinance is no longer in effect. It was put in place illegally to begin with because it wasn't. It's supposed to, ordinances are supposed to come through this body and then voted on turned down by the commission. And the commission, two commissioners, just
did it.
Put the pen to this one and put it in place.
So you're just telling me that there ain't no way to reword this or a better way of...
That's February.
No.
We can do it any time.
No, yeah. This is a statement on the decision of record that we just always habitually put in there.
And
it can change.
And that's,
that can be changed any time.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking, too. I thought...
But we can't change the point system.
No, because that's...
Bobby, you don't even want to hear that.
Not without going through the amendment process.
Yeah. They put the point system back in when Stone County got upended by the Redfords. And so they brought it back in Taney County to protect themselves.
Yeah.
It was originally set up as a point system.
We had a point system before years ago,
yeah,
and then it was,
Steve
and then
it
was
it
taken
us,
out of play.
He was the first P&Z guy.
And it's been my contention for a long time, right or wrong, but this point system we have now has no validity on the projects, on actually whether they're a good project, bad project, or not, something. It's just a dog and pony show that our faithful county employees go through.
Yeah. We always come up negative. There's never a positive.
Yeah.
I think I've heard one or two of this positive. I'm going to do what they call before I leave.
So
they do what they're supposed to do.
You know, Wait a minute.
On that thing, I think the reason you said it right. If we approve it, they've got to do that.
Sure.
And I don't think they're going to do it. Do you? They're not going to have a full-time. How much would it cost to have a full-time professional shrink out there?
Well, I think you guys are misunderstanding what I'm trying to get to, I think. All I want to do is change the words up there.
We can't do that?
Yes.
And then it just makes people come in front of us and they see that, then they, most honest people are going to say, well, we can't do that.
And it's really
say
like,
junk equipment.
And it's really like Benita said, I mean, that's something that's just appeared in the decisions of record historically for
forever.
Quite some time, a number of years, and being open with you, it's just something
it just needs to change
I left in.
Storage of automobiles, appliances,
and I think we could be
on. You can't do all that without a public hearing.
Unlicensed motor vehicles or
unlicensed. You can't do that without a public. We're not. We don't have the authority to do that right now. We can suggest something, but you'll have to have a public hearing on it.
No.
Had to get the
no,
solid waste.
No, why not?
Not when you're changing a statement and a decision of record.
Yeah, just a statement.
That's your decision of record. You
we can put anything in there we want.
And really,
well, let's get to working on this.
That's what I was saying.
this code book gives you guys
all I'm asking it for you is to think about it between now and next month, how you would want to reword it.
Yeah,
but I think it should be reworded somehow.
I'll try to look at
discarded equipment. And solid waste.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to say something.
For every concept, we could change out each concept, however hell we wanted to.
To put it in Money Man, you could. If you didn't want to put it in Sycamore, leave it out.
Exactly.
If you want to change the wording in Branson,
Well, see, the one at Cedar Creek is what I would like to have changed.
And there have been a few of these that we have specialized. I'll give you an example. Like, there have been a few of these that have been... like auto sales, and we've said that we will allow no outside storage other than automobiles or so there have been some of these that we've already kind of customized a little bit.
Yeah, that came out because they were having lots with cars out in the yard and they were working on them.
Yeah.
Well, where are you supposed to work on them?
So we,
I don't know.
we have customized some of these. Uh-huh. And really, we could further define it. I mean, could.
I agree fully with, what's your name again? That there is some changes.
This is Doug.
I agree, Steve. There's some changes that could be made to improve it.
But, yeah, we can do it on each individual
yes.
circumstance anyway. So, I mean, there's really nothing to change.
If
up to our discretion
we need to change it on each concept.
Yeah, the code book.
It didn't have to be in the code book.
Put a junk card.
No, it's not. Yeah. Road letter to be changed.
Have we adjourned?
No, you never adjourned.
It really gives the Planning Commission quite a bit of discretion.
I put you on hold there, buddy. Now you can make your motion.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Everybody in favor? Aye.
7:26.